Welcome to Source Code, Decipher's weekly news wrap podcast with input from our sources. This week, we saw Patch Tuesday updates from Microsoft and a number of other companies like QNAP and Adobe releasing fixes for flaws in their products. Microsoft specifically fixed critical flaws as part of its regularly scheduled updates, which exist in Windows Hyper-V. While Microsoft issued fixes for 60 vulnerabilities on Tuesday, there were no zero-day flaws in this month's security updates. Dustin Childs, with Trend Micro's Zero-Day Initiative, talks about the biggest flaws that were fixed this month.
For me, the most important one is going to be the Hyper-V RCE. This is a bug that allows a guest OS to go and execute arbitrary code on the underlying hypervisor, so a guest to host OS escape. That's pretty big for me. And then, of course, the Exchange bug. Anytime you're talking about Exchange and dealing with anything, DLL loading is a very simple vulnerability. So it's definitely something that you should look out for. And Exchange patches are always touchy. So it's one of those things that you definitely need to test before you really roll out there and make sure that it's going to be good in your environment.
In other news this week, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, announced it will investigate the ransomware attack on Change Healthcare to see if any consumer health information was compromised. The HHS's Office for Civil Rights, which is responsible for enforcing compliance with HIPAA and breach notification rules, said the incident is a, quote, direct threat to critically needed patient care and essential operations of the healthcare industry, unquote. The Office for Civil Rights will look specifically at whether consumer health information was involved in the Change Healthcare incident. This incident was also a topic of conversation during this week's Foundation for Defense of Democracies event, which focused on recommendations made for the president in a recently released report by the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. The report looked in part at taking steps to improve the cybersecurity defenses across critical infrastructure sectors. Part of that includes a recommendation to bolster research and development efforts to better understand the weaknesses and strengths of the nation's critical infrastructure. Phil Venables, CISO of Google Cloud and a member of the Council of Advisors, talked about the creation of a National Critical Infrastructure Observatory to help model out a digital twin of the U.S. critical infrastructure, which would then help the government better understand the most impactful entities and the dependencies that exist between sectors.
And one of the things that we had an intuition of initially, but was confirmed in talking to dozens of people in various different settings, was this notion that our adversaries have a better map or understanding of our critical infrastructure than we collectively do ourselves. And that's a worrying place to be because, you know, to what Jen and Mark were just talking about, that gets us in positions where we just don't understand what our hidden dependencies are, where you get these identified critical areas that may be in a third, fourth, or fifth party dependency, dependent on some foundational thing that could have this kind of big knock-on effect. And so we came up with this idea that says, wouldn't it be great to have what you might call a National Critical Infrastructure Observatory. And I like to think of this as almost, it's like a digital twin of the United States critical infrastructure, that we can have a big system that is constantly updated, that represents a model of our infrastructure that we can ask questions of. We can say, what's the biggest concentration risks? What are these dependencies between sectors where you've got something like something critical that is in fact dependent on something that is not identified as critical, and what does that dependency mean? We can then ask, in the case of emerging vulnerabilities, so some of you know a few years ago, there was a big vulnerability called Log4j. Everybody introspected on that, everybody analyzed that, but a lot of the reaction to that was a lot of, you know, requests for information of companies to say, are you in good shape? Are you in good shape? Are you in good shape? And so we didn't have that kind of ability to kind of manage that. And then ultimately, if we had this observatory, we could then potentially, and I don't want to kind of jump on the and turn this into an AI conversation, but we could use AI against that to say, what are the multi-stage, multi-step attacks that could be formulated that we can identify and get ahead of before our adversaries apply the same techniques to look for the things that we've not spotted?
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Source Code Podcast. Have a great weekend.